dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning once again, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Kind of busy Wednesday, a lot of local flavor today as we're getting ready for the state football semifinals and the state volleyball tournament tomorrow. We'll be joined by a couple of Tri-City coaches in volleyball, Chris Connor of Kearney Catholic, Sharon Zavala, the Hall of Famer from Grand Island Central Catholic. And in just a couple of moments, we'll start the show off with some football talk. Scott Porter of the Blue Hill Bobcats, they are one win away from their third consecutive trip to the state championship, and that is just unheard of. That is, I don't care if they drop the first two, I don't care. To turn things around again this year and be one game away in a game I think they'll win, to make it to the third straight state championship and have a legitimate shot this time around, I think, to win it all. They've got their system plugged in right there.
Yeah, perfect system, and one of those schools is starting to build a tradition, and it's one of those the reload type deals, and it's great for Blue Hill. It's great for that community. The community supports this team. Start of the year to the end of the year, you know, they lose to Cambridge, come back and just blast Cambridge in the playoffs. And you get that win over them, so they're rolling right now.
It's also a letter of intent signing day, not for football. A lot of other sports, basketball, wrestling, volleyball, you'll start to hear some names. One name that's supposed to make it official today is Kearney Catholic's Michael Klingensmith to sign with Nebraska for wrestling. A smart kid, could go a lot of places, and Mark Manning extended
the offer. Mangler. Michael Klingensmith, yes. The Mangler against Fragoni, yes. So, and that's just one of many, but as far as local, it seems to be kind of quiet as far as Division I signings this time around. Also, Daddy, maybe the hot topic of the day. Well, it's Kansas State week. Going to be pretty quiet. No. Two things. A, out of nowhere, the black shirts are handed out. Kansas had 35, right? Out of nowhere, the black shirts handed out. And Cody Glenn suspended indefinitely. I've heard everything from skipping class to maybe out where he wasn't supposed to be downtown to maybe scalping tickets. No one seems to really have a whole lot of thought about this, do they?
No, you know, you're hearing so many things, and it just stinks for the timing of this. Just when you thought this team was on the best roll of the season, coming off arguably, the biggest win of the season to this point, looked to be on a roll, headed to Manhattan, and then you got to say the second or third best player on the defense, gone, and who knows how long.
And then the black shirts handed out. It's kind of funny because they asked Carl Pelini, well, who got Cody Glenn's? Nobody. That's not the way we do things here. It wasn't that somebody got one just because Cody was out. But that could be your hot topic of the day. And remember, the hot topic of the day could qualify you for a Sun Heat System energy-efficient space heater. And we're giving one away every week. Probably going to do that tomorrow. So get them in. Your Sun Heat System's hot topic might lower your heating bills by the hundreds from Sun Heat Systems and ESPN Radio. So fire them off to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Right now, let's jump into some football talk with, once again, the Blue Hill Bobcats. As we just mentioned, Daddy, a one win away from heading to their third consecutive state championship game at Memorial Stadium. And one of the architects, the head coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats, Scott Porter, joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning. Congratulations on the run again.
Good morning, and thanks a bunch.
Well, your team survives. You have the team built to survive in the weather that we've played in the last couple of weeks here. How much of an advantage is that when you don't have to worry too much about throwing the ball and you're just a hard-nosed, strap it up, go right after them type of football team?
It was beneficial Monday night. I was really surprised with both teams, you know, that we didn't have many more fumbles than the two or three I think we did have. So, you know, both teams did a good job protecting the ball. And, you know, our first touchdown, we tried to throw a tight end dump pass, and I just seen the ball slide out of the quarterback's hands. And luckily he was smart enough to pick it up and get around the corner and get our first touchdown.
Scott, I got to go back to your defense has been really kind of the mainstay the last 3 years of getting you to Lincoln and doing what you've done. But you've been able to put up more points this year. Do you feel that your offense has come further this year?
You know, I think this group of seniors, you know, this is the first group we've had for all 4 years, and they have a real understanding of what we're trying to accomplish offensively, and you know, all the coaches do a great job of, as far as coming up with the game plan and, you know, coming up with the right calls at the right time.
Scott, I've got to ask you, where do you think this team, and everybody wants to know the comparison, are you better this year than you have been the past two?
That I'll leave to the fans and all that. You know, I really haven't had the opportunity to really sit back and really think about it, because you know, you got some kids that played on last year's team and then some kids that played on the 06 team also. So you know, it's just been a blessing to have the last 3 years that we've had here at Blue Hill.
Scott Porter, the head football coach of the Blue Hill Bobcats, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Scott, it seemed at least the general consensus was that you seem to lose a lot of great kids every year, and maybe it was going to be a tougher rebuilding program this year. What did you see, whether it was in the summer or after the Cambridge game or some point? When did you notice that this team was going to be just fine?
You know, heading into this season, we knew we had a good nucleus of seniors as far as leadership and that, and after losing to Cambridge, I think it was a wake-up call to the team and us coaches, because, you know, looking back, that was by far the worst game we'd played, you know, since I've been here at Blue Hill. And the great thing was, you know, the kids didn't go in the tank. They just decided to come out that following week after Cambridge and get back to business, and it's been a success so far.
Scott, when you look at Plainview, is it your game plan and no alterations? You got to alter, you know, you got to change anything and mix anything up for it all?
Not really. You know, just a few minor adjustments here defensively and, you know, maybe a few little wrinkles here and there offensively. But, you know, we're going to go with the old cliche of why fix it if it's not broke.
Anything that concerns you or what does concern you the most about Plainview?
You know, they're going to be another smash-mouth football team, and hopefully after playing Cambridge and even Elm Creek, you know, these last two playoff games, hopefully our kids are up to the task for another very physical game, and we can come out and execute offensively and get our running attack going.
Hey, keep your eye on that 33 Alexander kid from Plainview. He sneaks around every once in a while.
Yeah, we've noticed that on tape.
Scott, I got to ask you, on that spot pass, can they block when the ball's in the air like that?
As long as it's behind the line of scrimmage, I believe they can. And, I mean, you know, there was a situation against Elm Creek. We thought our kid was clipped, and, you know, that's kind of a judgment call with the refs.
Tony, just kind of following up on that, that's what we were talking about in the Ravenna game. You know, it can still be a forward pass and still be behind the line of scrimmage.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what was going on in that football game. You know, they'd be behind the line of scrimmage and it'd still be a forward pass. And I think some of the confused thinking was, well, if it's behind the line of scrimmage, it has to be a lateral. Well, that wasn't what was going on. Scott, how's the mindset and how's the health of the team as you get ready for Saturday's game?
The players are doing well. I mean, you know, they haven't shown any signs of nervousness. And as far as myself, you know, the nerves are starting to kick in, and which is a good sign, because if I don't have any nerves coming into these games, then I know it's time to hang up the whistle and move on to something else.
Well, I don't think you want to do that anytime soon, Scott.
No,
not really.
Well, Scott, of course, the game will be on our sister station, Power 99 FM, this Saturday as they take on Plainview at home. And, Coach, best of luck, and we hope to see you in Lincoln again next week.
All right. Appreciate the coverage.
Scott Porter, head football coach at Blue Hill. You know, I think Nathan Petzko over there eats gravel for breakfast and then mud for lunch.
Tough.
Oh, good Tough. Lord. Ockingay, Feynman, Kruger. I mean, again, some of the same names that you see year and year and year, and that's what makes be able to become programs, schools be able to become programs year in and year out.
Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you could shoot us an email, how many Feynman kids are there? 36 or 39? I've got it narrowed down to those two numbers. But please, would somebody let us know, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
That's the Dent Popper Inbox, home of Paintless Dent Repair and Arm Aligning. They can take care of you. Stop in, whatever it takes, they'll give the free estimate to you, and they'll get you up and going here before winter really kicks in. Daddy also want to let the folks know, 1-888-455-ESPN. The phone lines, which went down actually during the show yesterday, are back up and going. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You want to do it now?
No, let's wait. That's what people live for sometimes. Wow. They really like our trivia.
All right. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up later on in the program. We've got some high school volleyball to talk about. But just a couple more minutes here, Tony, before we get into that. I want to get back to the Cody Glenn situation because that's the bigger story right now than the black shirts. How much is that going to impact this defense, which – you know, seems to be playing well, but let's face it, not a lot of people think there's a lot of depth there. I mean, there may be depth, but it's not like you're losing a five-star and bringing in another five-star. It's you're losing a two-star and bringing in another two-star.
Well, I think you just maybe lose some of that senior leadership. I know he hasn't been on the defensive side of the ball for 4 or 5 years like some people have, but he's over there. He's a fiery guy. His personality seems to provide a lot of emotion on that defense. And anytime you lose that, I think it's a piece of the puzzle you don't want to lose. And how long will he be gone, or will he ever be back? I mean, that's the question. I mean, are we looking at him getting a chance to play versus Colorado, or is it over until hopefully the bowl game?
Well, is it Cody Glenn? Is it the Miami of Ohio staff? I mean, who is it? Who's your turkey of the week? You can fire us an email, DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And every week we're going to be giving away a 15-pound approximate smoked turkey for the holidays from Schroeder's Smoked Foods in Shelton. So who's the turkey of the week? Could be a person, could be a team, could be a situation. Who's the turkey of the week? We're coming off football. We've got a lot going on every single day. You know, did they make the right selection for some of the baseball awards? Turkey of the week. Who is it? Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'd love to hook you up with a smoked turkey for the holidays from Schroeder's Smoked Foods in Shelton.
Doug, if I could just throw this out. Yesterday we brought up that McHook was number 4 in the regional rankings. We had a couple calls because the phone lines were down. People were interested in that topic. 1-888-455-3776. Talk about that or anything else. That seemed to interest a couple callers that we had when the phones were down yesterday.
Let's go to the phone lines here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have Larry from Lawrence, who I believe is a Feynman, on the line here.
Larry, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I was just telling you, my dad was a Feynman, and then their granddad had 16 kids, and then it all started from that, you know, and then they had 4 or 5, so that's where all the Feymans come from.
Good God, what was your granddad's name, Wilt? Holy moly. Larry, hey, thanks for the call, and best of luck to the kids this weekend.
You bet.
1-888-455. He has been Wilt Feynman. I want to meet Wilt Feynman. Good Lord.
You know what? That's what happens. You know,
cold winters. It's cold winters, Tony. That's what it is.
Hey, that a Feynman is to Blue Hill what an Axeman is to Pleasant.
Well, I mean, Nelson, and, yep. You know, there's... When you've got more than just one town, some of the same names. Hey, what's the name in Bertrand?
Well, hi, or used to, you know, John. There were Johnsons. There were.
What's the name of McCook?
Lots of names. I don't know. There is one.
Well, this is your area. I'm just throwing it out. What's the name in Loomis?
Loomis would be Thorells. A lot of Thorells. Okay. A lot of Nelsons.
What's the name in?
Cambridge would be Shiflets. Shiflets in Cambridge. Shoemakers in Cambridge.
Okay. Elwood?
Elwood would be... I don't know if there's long lineages of Elwood people.
Just a lot of late transplants, is that the deal? Okay.
Well, transplants and some obviously great athletes in Elwood, or there have been lately.
All right, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, fire in on the hot topic or start a hot topic of your own. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. McCook's not the fourth best team in the central portion of the United States. Sorry. Coming up, we're going to talk a little high school volleyball. Hall of Fame coach Sharon Zavala when we come back.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Oh, it may pain a little in the beginning, but after a while you won't feel a thing.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Waltrip, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelki Heating and Air today. Don't pay too much for your next pre-owned vehicle. Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30 has earned a reputation for selling quality vehicles at prices you can afford. Kearney Auto offers a great selection of quality cars, vans, SUVs, and pickups. And you can buy here and pay here, too. Need a rental car? Call Kearney Auto and pay just $19.95 a day. Get the most for your money at Kearney Auto, East Highway 30. Open weekdays till 6 and Saturday till 4.
Hey guys, who said jewelry was just for women? Just look down at your wrist and tell me what's there. And everyone knows it's your responsibility to find her the ring that'll make her eyes sparkle and her finger dazzle. And that's why Hawthorne Jewelry in Kearney wants you to know about their beach party sale on November 25th from 5 to 9. It gives you 4 hours to change her life forever. And make your way to the treasure chest for savings of 30, 40, or even 50% off anything in the store. Now's the perfect time to buy at Hawthorne Jewelry, downtown on the Bricks.
Tired of the midweek work blues? How about some NFL football to speed up your race to the weekend? Hi, this is Ian Eagle of Westwood One. Join Denny Green and me each week for Thursday Night Football. Peyton and the Colts, Donovan and the Eagles, and Big Ben and the Steelers all showcase their talents under the Thursday Night lights. If it's Thursday Night Football, it's right here.
It's the Jets and Patriots Thursday night on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Camper food tickets. It's the day after Thanksgiving pilgrimage to Lincoln for NU Colorado. Sign up as a super fan at ESPNSuperstation.com right now. Brought to you by Rich and Sons Camper Sales, Sun Heat Systems of Nebraska, Bullseye Sports Bar of Hastings, and ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Some patchy fog is possible in some areas early on yet today. Otherwise, we'll see some partial sun develop with a high around 50. Winds will also stay to the west-southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance for rain showers with lows of 36. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
The college basketball season getting started with North Carolina and Penn, Oklahoma and American, Mississippi Valley State. What is that against Arizona State? Good Lord. The haves and the have-nots starting college basketball. Well, if you have not picked up your gear for the winter sports season, it's time to do so now at Misco Sports. They have everything you need from basketball shoes, shorts, and, of course, just a variety of T-shirts. Maybe you need a new cool hat so when you walk out after practice, you're looking fine. And, of course, then it's cold, so you're going to need Columbia coats in stock. And right now, they're 25% off. How about $10 off all Reebok shoes in stocks as well? It's cold outside. If you're heading to the football playoffs or bundling up the family to head to state volleyball, stop in and get hooded sweatshirts and knit caps, Huskers, Lopers, your favorite college and NFL teams, plus hoodies and caps from Nike and Adidas in plenty of fashionable colors. See them on the breaks before the games begin. Misco Sports, downtown Kearney. Well, as we mentioned, the state high school volleyball tournament gets underway tomorrow, and we've got plenty of coverage for you on Power 99, ESPN Radio, The Breeze 94.5 and 1230 KHAS. And one of the teams we'll be covering is the Grand Island Central Catholic Crusaders, and we're pleased to be joined by the Hall of Fame coach Sharon Zavala this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Now, what happened to the green clipboard?
I have it back. Our football coach had it in his office, and we just discovered it yesterday there.
Now, Sharon, everybody has, I've seen players with mascots or little traditions that they do, and you have the green clipboard with every possible secret of Grand Island Central Catholic volleyball. Where did this come from? What was the first time it became a good luck charm for you?
Well, I don't know. A few years ago, I just started using it, and then I would misplace it, and you would find it and bring it back to me. And we always felt like it just, without it, I just didn't have good luck. So I had a different green clipboard, but it wasn't the original, so.
Well, we don't need to be taking any chances when the state tournaments are around. Sharon, you go in off of a outstanding, for the fans, a five-set match against St. Paul, and a lot of folks would love to see that rematch in the state finals. What do you chalk up with the loss, I guess, in that going into state, and does that really make any difference?
Well, yes and no. Of course, a loss is a loss, and there are reasons why you lose, and we look at those reasons, and we try to eliminate them so it doesn't happen again. But, you know, again, as everybody knows, we're dealing with young kids here, 14, 15, and I'm dealing with a lot of 14- and 15-year-olds, and emotions run really high, you know, when they're competing. So, again, I think for us, we have to emotionally stay in check and compete to the best of our ability.
Sharon, that was my first question. To do what you've done at 30-3 with three seniors on this roster, how is that possible?
Well, they're very skilled, and even though they're young, remember, I played three freshmen last year, and those three freshmen are now sophomores, and so this year I'm playing one freshman, five sophomores, a junior, and a senior, and then one of my next people off the bench is a senior that had an ACL injury during basketball. So we have a lot of youth, but yet that youth is experienced.
Sharon Zavala, the head volleyball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. I was as guilty as anyone, Sharon, after watching you guys play early this season and coming off the state championship, of maybe heaping too much praise on this team. Probably even said something like, who knows if they'll ever get beat, these sophomores, in the next 3 years. Well, that changed, and not just
right.
once, but you're 30-3. At what point did you think maybe either you could see that they were young, or maybe they started buying into some of that hype?
Well, the thing is, they played a lot young, so their improvement rate is not going to be quite as rapid as maybe some other freshmen and sophomores, and they're finding that out, okay? So other teams have gotten better, and we definitely have gotten better in a lot of areas of our game, but the key to our team, I think, is I don't care. Maturity does help. Seniors do help because of the leadership and just the poise that they show.
Sharon, as you look at your group, who is the leader on the floor? Sophomores aren't normally leaders out there.
No, they're usually not. We kind of rely on Hannah Bolton, but when Hannah struggles, sometimes we really they all have to take their step in leading. So I would say Hannah Bolton, our senior, is our leader, but there have been times when we have struggled to find a sophomore to step up and take that leadership role.
Well, Sharon, let's take a look at the state tournament field. You draw Bennington in the first round. What can you tell us about them?
Well, I'm hoping that Ravana has really prepared us for Bennington because they are huge. They are very, very tall. They are every bit probably as tall as Ravana, if not taller. They have a 6'2 and a couple other six-footers. Their setter is a little bit shorter, but again, they have some good servers, and they remind me a lot of Ravana.
Sharon, as you look at the field as a whole in Class C1, is it as good as you've seen over the last couple, 3 years?
Well, you know, I think from 1 through 8, it's as even as I've seen in the last few years. It's like if somebody gets on a roll, they could win it, and it could be the 8th seed, it could be any seed.
It's not going to be the 8 seed, Sharon.
I mean, we're hoping to take care of Bennington, but like I said, you know, really, we can't look past them.
And Sharon, I guess just a general question, because it has been brought up on the show here the last couple of days. This time you are still the number one seed, even though losing the district. Some of the St. Paul fans that, you know, fans don't, I don't understand the wild card point system, but what about drawing the number one seed overall? That puts SCOTUS and St. Paul on the other side, two of your bigger challenges of the year.
Well, yes. Well, it goes by strength of schedule, and the teams that we have played have had a better winning percentage, per se, and so you accumulate points according to that. And playing up a class, you get a couple extra bonus points and stuff. But it was all very, very close. And we knew going into the game that we had the number one seed regardless. And it came down to a thousandth of a point. But, again, that just shows how close the Class C1 field is.
I'm going to throw out four records here, Doug, in Class C1 for fans out there. Columbus SCOTUS, 24-2, 28-2, Johnson County. St. Paul's, 30-2. Grand Island Central Catholics, 30-3. Syracuse, 31-1.
And again, a couple of those teams that got in on the wild card obviously deserve to be in, and it should be a great match. Grand Island Central Catholic, first match tomorrow night, 6:30, against Bennington at Lincoln Northeast. A win would put them into a 4:30 semifinal Friday at Pershing. The championship in C1 is at 11:30 at the NU Coliseum. And Sharon, we'll see you in Lincoln tomorrow night. Thanks for giving us the time today.
Well, thank you, and thanks for all your coverage.
You bet. Sharon Zavala, Hall of Famer at UNK, great, outstanding, one of the all-time great coaches in Nebraska, regardless of sport, and headed back to the state tournament, trying to defend a championship. Remember, they won it in C2 last year. Ord got beat out by Battle Creek in the district final, so there'll be a new C1 champion. But let's not miss any of this. We'll have the first three C1 games, Kearney Catholic here on ESPN, St. Paul, and then the Grand Island Central Catholic games will be on Power 99. But, wow. It would be nice to see them all get through.
Yeah, you want to see the area teams do well, but my gosh, look at those. You know, usually you've got the higher seeds, you know, they're the cream of the crop. But boy, you 1 through 8 here, great records.
And very few of the actual area teams. And again, for the folks listening out there, I guess it just depends how far out you are when we say area. But the few Tri-City area teams, most of them are favorites going into tomorrow. Bertrand is not, and Hastings High is not, and the head coach that we'll talk to next from Kearney Catholic is not, even though they're 25-4. They're going up against SCOTUS. We'll catch up.
Bertrand is. That'll be an easy game.
I'll tell you what, I will say this. Of all the 8-1s, kind of like drawing Shadron, you know, I think Bertrand has a chance. The number one team they're playing is 23-6. Elkhorn Valley, though, does have a little bit of tradition being at state. We'll talk with Chris Connor, head volleyball coach at Kearney Catholic. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. More Husker football talk. Love to hear from you. Fire us off an email to the Dent Popper inbox. We'd love to either get you how about a smoked turkey for the holidays? A very nice Sun Heat Systems energy efficient space heater. They're all up for grabs. So shoot us an email, and we'll be back with more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
An outstanding presentation. An outstanding.
BP quarterback Brett Favre for Wrangler.
I'm comfortable in jeans that are tough.
Yeah, 47 cent.
I'm comfortable in Wrangler. Real comfortable.
Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Built tough. Built comfortable. Satisfaction guaranteed. Pick up a pair of Wrangler 5-star premium denim jeans. Comfortable on you. Comfortable on your wallet. Available at Target.
Wrangler. Real comfortable jeans.
Hello, everybody. This is Keith Jackson for FreeCreditReport.com. In the grand old game of life, your credit score could cost you or save you a lot of money. That's why it's so important to check your credit at FreeCreditReport.com. Log on to FreeCreditReport.com, and faster than you can say, "Whoa, Nelly," you'll see your credit score and credit report online. You can even print it out if you want to. Stay on top of your credit at FreeCreditReport.com.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
When a
restaurant offers a prime rib to a Nebraska audience, it knows its reputation is on the line. And that's why it's no small event that Skeeter Barnes not only offers up a succulent 10-ounce prime rib, slow-cooked and juicy, served with tempting sides, but on top of that, put a midweek special price of $15.99. Wednesday prime rib, tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
This is Eric Hellriegel, Skeeter Barnes General Manager. Join us as Wednesday is ready for prime time. Prime rib tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
Skeeter Barnes, just south of the I-80 Interchange, Kearney. Food's so good, don't be surprised if your mouth waters and you get goosebumps at the same time.
The foundation of a sound marketing plan begins with an estimated cost of production. In recent weeks, AgWest Commodities has helped dozens of Western Corn Belt producers determine per bushel break-evens for 2009. Let us assist you in determining your next year's cost of production. Give us a call, 866-WE-HEDGE, or email your request through our website, goagwest.com.
You gotta goagwest.com. Go Ag West.
You're tired of the pain, the nagging from the wife or the girlfriend to go see a doctor, their doctor. You know she's right, but you're not sure about where to go. Well, it's time to man up. Get rid of the pain. Stop the nagging that ails you. Call Choice Care Chiropractic. Armed with the latest knowledge and technology, they'll get to the root of the problem. Help it and stop the nagging. So call now, 308-398-1900. That's 398-1900, because you don't have time for the pain.
It's time to qualify some ESPN Superstation Superfans for the Nebraska-Colorado game pilgrimage. Jim Anderson, Mike Stadler, and Sharon Fuentes. You have 24 hours to contact us. Either call 885-455-ESPN by 5 today, or go to ESPNSuperstation.com and go to the contact info to send an email. A winner will be selected from all qualifiers on November 20th. Brought to you by Rich & Sons Camper Sales of Grand Island, Sun Heat Systems, Schroeder Smoke Foods of Shelton, Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings, and ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Some patchy fog is possible in some areas early on yet today. Otherwise, we'll see some partial sun develop with a high around 50. Winds will also stay to the west-southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance for rain showers with lows of 36. I'm weather eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
I just wanna live.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, here's a nomination for Turkey of the Week. This is a pretty good one from Tim. He says, I vote for Mike Martz for the dumb goal line call Monday night. Offensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers.
Martz is fired back. Have you heard this?
Well, a little bit. Go ahead.
Martz basically saying, hey, we were at the 1 yard line when we spiked the ball. They moved us back to the 2.5 yard line. We had the call in there. It wouldn't have mattered if they moved it back to the 10 yard line. That was the call which we had in. It was supposed to be from the 1 yard line. That's on the officials.
Then why didn't they review it?
Probably didn't have no timeouts left, obviously.
Under 2 minutes.
Well, on the officials, too.
I don't think it was supposed to be at the 2, though. I mean, Frank Gore went down back at the 2.5 yard line. I think the spot was right. They thought it was supposed to be at the 1, and it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't supposed to be. You look at the replay, you see Gore went down at the 2, so. Of course, so watching the college football game last night between Miami of Ohio and Ball State, which, you know, without a whole ton of stuff going on, where do they hire these guys? Yikes. Tri-City Storm winner last night, Derek. 2-1.
Yeah, 2-1 winners. They were up 2-0 most of the game, and Lincoln got a goal in the third period, but they held on. Got a good goalie effort there from Nick Marisic last night, too. So,
what are you thinking right now? We've had a few games at home, and it sounds like the attendance has not been something that everybody wants to see. It's been down a little bit. What's the atmosphere been like? Because obviously they're playing, we're doing games. So
the atmosphere has been good as far as, I mean, people are making noise. People, you know, it's a good product they put out on the ice. So, I mean, obviously they've come up short more times than not this season. But the attendance is down a bit. But nonetheless, I think it's still a great product that they put on the ice.
From the start and having Tommy in here and talking to us, knew it was going to be a young team. Knew it was going to be a fast team. Derek, is this a team that can contend? I mean, in the next second half of the season?
I think they could. Yeah, absolutely. They could string a couple of wins together. They got a couple new guys as well on the ice. Tanner Sharks was just added. I think Brian Karkin, another new name that they just added to the team as well. A new defenseman, seemed like a pretty scrappy guy, but they matched the physicality of Lincoln last night, which was one thing coach was worried about going into the game. And Lincoln being probably the most physical team in the league, and our guys went out there and checked with them
and
played well.
And leading the league, right?
Lincoln leading their side, yeah. Okay. Indiana Ice is leading the other division.
Good Lord. Just shows you that every year somebody can take over. But company man there. Good job, Derek.
Thanks.
Got some new faces. Help them out. Hey, you know where it's always a good atmosphere, and that is, of course, in Chris Connor's room there at Kearney Catholic, where she's molding young minds again today. The head volleyball coach at Kearney Catholic, have you done any molding today, Chris?
Oh, I think I'm pretty much just getting everything ready to load on the Suburbans. No molding today.
And I've got to find out, you know, it's kind of like the Ragone and Mark Manning YouTube video. Have there been very many Kearney Catholic kids eat donuts in the last couple weeks?
You'd have to talk to Coach Madison about that one. But, no, I think they're a little scared of the donut box for now.
Well, Chris, let's talk state volleyball. You guys get ready to go in, coming off an impressive win over Gordon Rushville. It was the second time that you had played Gordon Rushville, and really you handled them a lot easier this time than when you played them in the Centennial Tournament Final.
Yeah, I think in the last few weeks we've really, you know, playing more as a team, we're more in sync, and poor Gordon, though, you know, when we played them out at Ogallala, they left at 11 o'clock in the morning because they were only traveling about 15 miles for 45 minutes, and so they had to leave early. They got there about 3 o'clock, so they were sitting there for 4 hours, so you had to feel sorry for them, and, you know, that's kind of one of those NSAA things, I guess they called them, and they said that they'd have to forfeit if they didn't make it. And that's too bad. You hate to see a team having to play in those kind of conditions.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? I was not aware of that.
I wasn't either, because we knew nothing about it until we got there, and they said they called them. So we would have, sure, went Saturday, because you don't want to see anybody get hurt in those kind of conditions.
Well, no. I want to look more into that, Tony, because, you know what, if you can postpone the Aurora Alliance football game, then there's no reason you can't postpone the volleyball game. But
exactly.
I guess we'll move on. You got the win. You've moved on. And how do you feel your team has been playing here the last, I guess, since conference tournament?
Well, we've been playing pretty good. You know, I think that we just seem to be getting more and more confident, and the kids have been there. You know, we've had a couple of those close matches where if we could have gotten a couple points a little sooner, you know, it would have made a big difference for us. And then I'm not sure what happened in Seward, but we try not to talk about that as much anymore. We're past that. And so the way we're playing now, I like it, and hopefully we'll go that route into the tournament down there. At Lincoln, you know, there's going to be some great teams, a lot of teams with good records. There's not really any weak spot and no good draw. And so it'll be a fun tournament.
Chris, kind of following up on that, people talk about peaking at the state tournament. Is this team peaking right now?
Well, I'd say I'm hoping yes. You know, volleyball is just a game of inconsistencies, and so we can do some great things. I think our main thing is when we go down there, we kind of have to have that, oh, we call it a Muhammad Ali attitude. You know, you have to think you're number one when you're going in there, and if you're not number one at that time, you have to pretend you are. So, you know, that's just, it's a tough field for C1, and I think anybody can knock any of the other teams off. It's just who's playing, who's hot at that time.
Well, and I don't want to beat this dead horse, but the Schuyler game that Kearney Catholic did lose really changed the course of the C1 bracket. It changed how they were bracketed in conference, maybe changed who they played in conference. It probably changed their seeding here at the state tournament, thus changed some other teams' seeding. But the other three losses have all went to the wire. St. Paul in five, then St. Paul in a best-of-three set match, and Grand Island Central Catholic in five. So, I mean, again, the big picture, you're a couple points away from being 28-1, too.
Yeah, that's true. The Schuyler game, there's no doubt about it. It rocked our world. And, you know, the kids bounced back from that pretty well. You know, we could have easily went 0-3 that day if you saw us play that first match. So to get a couple more wins, we were glad. But, you know, we were right there in the big ones, and we know we're going to have a few more big ones Thursday and hopefully Friday, Saturday. So now's their chance to come back and prove that we deserve to be there.
Chris, Katie gets a lot of the attention, and deservedly so for you. But for fans going down to watch your team, single out a couple other players that they'll certainly know their name by the end of the match.
Yeah, we've done, a better job of trying to get some other players to step up. Becky Squires does a great job. She's got lots of roles on the team. She's plays middle, right side, and she also does some setting for us, and so she's up there and kills. Molly Heaney, when she gets hot on the outside, she can definitely bring a lot of power. She's got a great tennis serve, and so that carries off into her attack, too, in volleyball. Leah Bryson's done some great things. She's maybe one that people don't really expect to get a lot of kills from, but, in the last week or so of practice, she's been really coming on. So she had kind of a problem with her shoulder a couple weeks ago, but now she seems healthy again. And, we have some great defensive players, and I think they're the ones that always get overlooked. And Alicia Crawford and Emily Hain do a great job of passing for us in that back row.
Will Emily be wearing any special elbow pads going to state this year?
We have them already packed.
Of course, Hain, the young lady who unfortunately got injured at the state tournament, running into those, and I had to question, it's the same stairs they got at Kearney Catholic. Now they stick out there at the bottom. I had to shake my head at that. But getting past that, Chris, I think as I think about this first match with Columbus SCOTUS, there's got to be do you say something to get them mentally prepared? Because let's face it, SCOTUS and Central Catholic have been the dominant programs in the state for so many years. And this team can obviously, they can beat Columbus SCOTUS, but I don't know how many people are giving them a chance to beat Columbus SCOTUS. Do you have to address that?
Oh, yeah. I think that, these girls are, they're more in tune about, playing for some of those players in the past who have been there and they come to watch them play. And so I think, you start talking about a lot of tradition and you got to turn the tables and they know they have the squad to do it. I think probably what was most exciting was, when I said, hey, I think we're going to play SCOTUS, they were excited. And it's because, they wanted to play them a month ago when we were in Seward and we didn't get that opportunity. So now they get to do it.
Chris, I guess we asked Sharon Zavala this early on Doug and Daddy's show, but just your overall thoughts on C1 as a whole this year.
Tough. Wow. And it's loaded this year. And, I think probably the top four or five teams could play in the upper two classes and they could do well. They could compete. And there's just some good quality ball, and it should be a great tournament.
Are you one of those four or five teams that could compete?
We'll find out. We hope so.
Chris Connor, head volleyball coach at Kearney Catholic. Any other breaking news this morning, Chris, that we need to know about? We're getting some information fed to us here this morning. Anything we need to know that might have happened this morning?
Would that be our little driving incident, maybe?
We have insider sources tell us there might have been a little fender bender. Everything's okay, though, right?
There was a fender bender. I think Katie, we have a little announcement from the main office here.
That's okay.
Katie Sokolowski lives out of town and slid off a gravel road, and she has a student manager with her, so we were a little worried about the student manager too. And but they're fine, but I don't think the car is.
Oh.
I think she might be in better shape though, because she'll probably have to ride her bike now.
Well, Chris, pep rally tonight, 7:30. We'll see you there. I guess that just gives us a little more fuel.
Okay.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Chris Connor. Wow. See, and those are the things you can never predict, Tony. And when I think of a variety of teams, you go, well, Katie Sokolowski, she's an all-stater, and this is in no way, this is just an example, because I've seen it time and time again. Well, she's a junior. If we don't get it done this year, we'll get it done next year. Don't ever think that, kids.
No.
Don't ever think that, because you don't know. Somebody gets hurt, sick, you have a different coach, you have a new kid moving out of town or a new kid moving in town, something doesn't click, somebody tweaks an ankle. Don't ever count on tomorrow, because this is an opportunity for the guys that are left playing football, the gals that are left playing volleyball, and it's that way in every sport. I mean, maximum effort, that's what it takes. And I think this Kearney Catholic team has a great shot at Columbus SCOTUS. I think their biggest hurdle is mentally. And Coach brought up a couple of players. I'll tell you what, Molly Heaney plays well, they win. I've talked about this in basketball so many times. You have your two kids or your three kids, depending on how good the teams are. If you get to state, those two kids have to do their job. But once you get that fourth and fifth kid stepping up to do their job, those are the teams that win. I mean, they may not, you may not have a kid that comes in and gets you 18 points, but he gets 8 points, eight boards, and he's averaging 4 points, four boards a game. You know, those are the comparisons, and that's what sets it out. But whoever wins C1, going to deserve it.
That's exactly right. And you know what? I just wish somebody would decline to play in the third and fourth, the consolation game. I wish somebody would not show up, make a statement. One time, I just wish no thanks, but no thanks.
And you know, the thing about this, I think it's more acceptable in volleyball because they're playing club ball all the time.
I was just going to say, they got a club tournament in Omaha on Sunday, probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm no doubt about it. I have no doubt about it. But if Gordon Rushville High School was called by the Nebraska Activities Association and told they had to play or forfeit, what are they doing? That's a lawsuit written all over it. And that's all they're worried about. Cashola. I can't wait to find out more information about this. Obviously, I would think that would be, well, no, that's not exactly. Wow. That's inexcusable.
Well, there's a lot. It's a whole
Find out more.
Okay.
Find out more. We'll find out more.
Then I go back to that Burquest Stadium, and I start to, you know, that's another deal, you know, but it's all about, we just got to get that gate because we're worried about the money. It had nothing to do with the kids and their experience in the quarterfinals. It has to do with the money. We get our gate so we can put more glass in our building.
Which they don't put on to use on the field, evidently. Hey, don't forget lunch coming up, folks. How about the Chicken Coop? There's so much going on. State volleyball tournament will be televised on Saturday, so you can watch that. You can watch the college football, which is on every night this week. Thursday night pro football. NFL Network, where do they have it, Daddy?
Chicken Coop.
Kearney Grand Island. It's the best place to watch sports in town. Catch all your favorite sports on their 15 high-definition television. There's not a bad seat in the house. There's lunch specials every day and great food and drink specials every night. And during NFL football on Monday night, $2, you call it. Almost every drink in the house, $2. It is where you want to go for lunch. They're open 7 days a week. Chicken Coop. Whether you want chicken, burgers, pizza. Last time around, had the peppercorn steak. Delectable. Love it.
Ribs.
Ribs good. You love the ribs. It's the Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming up. And more of your emails at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air.
Well, that's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
Boggs, Mercury Morris, Tony Casillas, all athletes that tackle their hair loss permanently with medical hair restoration. It's 2008, guys. You don't have to live with hair loss anymore. The technologies, the procedure, the cost, it's all changed. You can now regrow your hair and get awesome yet undetectable results for less with MHR. It's no longer a question of if it will work. It's now simply a question of when. When are you going to decide that you want to look like you did at least 10 years ago? One phone call, one free DVD package, and bam, you can look 10, 15 years younger, and your confidence will be back to where it was in your 20s. Write this number down, 800-MHR-9874. That's 800-MHR-9874. It's not a question of if anymore, it's a question of when. When will you regrow your hair? Call now for your free DVD package, 800-647-9874. 800-647-9874. And check out MHRUSA.com.
May I have your attention, please? The Big Apple Sports Bar would like to once again introduce you to the original and really the biggest TV in Kearney, possibly the state. The 7-foot by 13-foot HD projection screen TV. You have got to see it to believe it. So get to the Big Apple and check out this TV for all the Husker and NFL games this season. Enjoy great food and drink specials while you watch this huge TV. Only at the Big Apple Fun Center in Kearney.
It's steak you're looking for? Texas T-Bone is the place for steak. Nobody's going to give you more choices in steak than Texas T-Bone. Nobody. You know, we've got the greatest variety in steaks. We have four sizes of T-Bone steak, four sizes of sirloin, two sizes of ribeye, two sizes of filet mignon. We have New York strip. You can get it sauced. You can get it marinated. You can get it any way you want it, you know.
Steak's done right. Texas T-Bone. Texas T-Bone.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motor Works. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Some patchy fog is possible in some areas early on yet today. Otherwise, we'll see some partial sun develop with a high around 50. Winds will also stay to the west-southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, we'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies and a slight chance for rain showers with lows of 36. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 39.
Oh, yeah, they're back. The black shirts, baby. The black shirts are out. Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming up. A couple of other things, though, to pass along. Tomorrow on the show, our NFL power rankings. I'll be at Lincoln at State Volleyball Tournament, joining you from Lincoln for volleyball action. Also, tomorrow, we'll be announcing the winner of some of our giveaways for the Schroeder's Smoked Turkey from Schroeder's Smoked Foods in Shelton. Also, this week, we'll be giving away the SunHeat System Energy Efficient Space Heater, one a week. Friday, Johnny Casino's Pigskin Pick'em. We're back on the winning track there. The Husker volleyball team hosting Missouri tonight. Folks, if you're going down early for state, Nebraska hosts Missouri, 7 o'clock at the NU Coliseum. Hastings College men's soccer team has their conference semifinal at home tonight at 7 o'clock. Hastings Megan Kreifels and Hannah Ray, the defensive and offensive players of the week. Going on with what's going on there at Hastings College. Their soccer team plays in the conference. The women, the final, set up for tomorrow. Right now, though, fire up the phone line, 1-888-455-ESPN. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We'll ask you a question here on the air. If you get the trivia question correct, you get a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats in Kearney. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. So call now, 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. And let's go to the phone lines and start Troutman's Tuesday Trivia on a Wednesday because of the phone issues yesterday. Doug and Daddy's show, who are we chatting with?
Brett.
All right, Brett, here is your trivia question. Daddy, fire away.
We all know that Evan Longoria and Giovanni Soto got Rookie of the Year in their respective divisions, American and National League. Who was a Kansas City Royal that received votes and ended up fourth in the Rookie of the Year voting? That is incorrect.
Let's go back to the phone lines, 1-888-455-ESPN. Oh, you're going to have to turn your radio down. Okay, let's go.
I ain't got a clue either. We're trying to think. Sorry, guys.
Okay, well, I could ask you a different one. It's not going to be the same question to everybody. Let's go back to the phone lines. Doug and Daddy Show, 1-888-455-ESPN. Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
This is Bob.
Bob, here is your trivia question for today. Nebraska and Kansas State playing football. One time these teams have met and the game was not held in Nebraska or Kansas. Where was that game held?
Tokyo.
You are correct, Bob.
Oh.
Do you know the year?
1992.
Yeah, he's all over. He probably knows the score, too, but I'm not even going to require that. Bob, congratulations. You're the winner of Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Hold on to the line, and Derek will tell you how to pick up your $25 gift card.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet. There you go. Well, I didn't know. You didn't know. You didn't remember, actually.
Well, when you said it, it obviously kind of registered. Yeah, that.
I guess there were some stories from that trip.
38-24, I believe.
Yeah,
the score was.
It played, I think, what, at 2 in the morning our time? Something like that. It was a little brutal. It was a little brutal. Tony, some breaking news. The Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference has announced their RMAC All-Conference football team. Let's see how UNK did. The Offensive Player of the Year, Joe McClain, quarterback, Shadron
State.
His brother's the quarterback of the Shadron High School team right now. That's in the semifinals. The Defensive Player of the Year, Mark Meng from Fort Lewis. The Special Teams Player of the Year, kicker Jared Keating of Mesa State. Yeah, he's better than Jeff Carnahan. I don't even have to look at the stats. Stick it, stick it, stick it. Whatever. Okay, Jared, good luck in the pros. The Freshman of the Year defensively, Grant Jansen, Colorado State Pueblo, the RMAC Freshman of the Year offensively, UNK quarterback Jake Spitzelberger, who got the nod about a third of the way into the season, and Chadron State coach Bill O'Boyle, the coach of the year. You win the conference, you are the coach. First team offense from UNK, wide receiver Kyle Kaiser, and offensive lineman Jack Hyatt, and first team defense from UNK, nobody.
Unbelievable.
First team special teams, nobody. Second team offense for 7-4, UNK, tied for second in the conference. Tied for second in the conference. Riley Newcomer, running back. What did he play, four games? Five games?
Yeah.
So congratulations to Riley. But Kyle Davison, second team offense. Second team defense, UNK, Nate Reichs. And punter, Jeff Carnahan, special teams. Third team offense, Rustin Dring, Adam Drudick, Orion Matthews. Third team defense, Josh Rohde, Sheck Fall, Ozzie Smith, Dusty Luffelholtz. Third team special teams, punt returner Kyle Kaiser, kicker Jeff Carnahan. Jeff Carnahan, the third best place kicker in the RMAC Conference. Get me out of here. This show, that just makes me sick. Let's go quickly to the email here. Mike Singletary, San Francisco 49ers head coach, Turkey of the Week. One week he pulls his pants down during his halftime speech, and this week he throws his offensive coordinator under the bus. When is the negativity from the Niners camp going to end? Kelly in Cozad. And to the NASCAR fanatic that I am, just a reminder, only a few more days to go until the race for the chase is over. Oh, really? Oh. I'm going to save that one for you to read tomorrow, Daddy, because you know what? I don't give a damn.
By the way, Mike Avilas was the Royal that was fourth in the Rookie of the Year voting. Ended up with 9 points, only 131 behind Evan LaGloria.
Hey, we want to thank our special guest today, the head football coach at Blue Hill, Scott Porter, and the head volleyball coach at Grand Island Central Catholic, Sharon Zavala, head volleyball coach at Kearney Catholic, Chris Connor, as they get ready for state. Daddy in studio, I'm in Lincoln tomorrow, NFL Power Rankings, and some special guests as well.
Look forward to seeing you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show, ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!